now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. the Cool Cat Counselor, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. Internet Games 10th Placeor.
Oh, yeah, Crier. Baby.
Congratulations. Thanks. You are in 10th place. You were points away from actually being successful in the game.
Something worth something. Damn it.
Something worth something. But yeah. You were almost there, and now you're here. So it's even better. You get to share some time with me. So, Crier, we talked about this before. Your boy won.
He did it. He's running for president.
Listen, I got on that town hall meeting. By the way, just to inform individuals that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, is Cool Cats had a community town hall, or excuse me, a Cool Cats community council. So it's going to be 12 individuals. Yeah, the four C's, the CCCs. There's going to be 12 individuals that are going to be on this council for Cool Cats. It's going to be in the community, random people, not a part of the team. Or honestly, it actually could be mods, but again, it's just going to be the community. And those individuals are going to have an opportunity to voice their opinions a little bit louder, I would say, than other community members because they're going to be with the team. I'll answer some questions, Cry, that you might have. But the last two spots of the 12, they hand selected 10. The last two picks was up to a vote, and it was a Google form. You had a vote, and your boy RSG freaking won. The town hall happened. In my head, I was like, I feel like they would reach out to me and like before to be like, hey, you're gonna come and talk. So going into the town hall, I'm like, well, I lost, but I'm still gonna listen to it, obviously. And we go in there, and she comes out and goes, by far with the most votes, Red Sox. I was like, wait, what?
That's right.
And went crazy, super fun. I can tell you guys right now, already in the group chat, already have the Cool Council tag in the Discord. It's like magenta, like a reddish. So it looks, it pops out compared to everyone else. But we're in there. It's ready to do some work.
Crowd, what are you going to do? What kind of work are you going to be doing here? What is this entail here?
So what's happening here is that for every 2 weeks, it's going to be a bi-weekly meeting with one member of the team. Every single meeting is, if I'm not mistaken, this obviously is subject to change. Yep. I'm going to be meeting with one member of the team, with the other 12 members or the 11 members, and we're going to sit down and voice our opinions, voice our concerns. They're going to come at us with upcoming stuff. We're going to help drive the brand, expand, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be 12 individuals that have been with the Cool Cats community for a very long time, and we're trying to help them because, Cryer, we've talked about it even on like the NRN side of things. We like the outside opinion. We like the outside 100%. Criticism because we only talk to X amount of people. The echo chamber, exactly. So here is an opportunity for the Cool Cats team to hear the community more than just random messages on Discord and the FUD and all that stuff.
And they definitely need this kind of focusing, I feel like. Absolutely. They've definitely, out of the ones that have survived this, kind of downwards trend, Cool Cats probably got hit one of the worst from top to bottom, downwards wise. Yeah. So, we're definitely, coming here a little bit more focus, and I like the choice that they're going with the whole community aspect too, for sure. So, when you get and obviously you've been there since the beginning, so the ups and downs, you know what people like, because we're also very in depth in the field too. So, going from here, what do you like to see would happen? What's your biggest hope?
I would say, out of all the things, and honestly, this is not even just Cool Cat related. This is literally like all my projects NFT. And all your projects. Everyone is like the sense of communication. For the last year, we were so open with communication. You saw the founders all in the Discord, all that stuff. Obviously, work happens and things happen, but like keeping that momentum or finding certain members and people to be in the community, like to talk for the team. Like that's why you have mods. That's why you have community managers, et cetera, et cetera. So on the sense of the community side, that's number one. And number two is just the right direction on the IP and brand of the Blue Cat. Like we saw a whole entire, it first started as the Blue Cat everyone loved, and then they just fell off the rails and went that Cool Pets route. And that took away from cool cat, diluted like the actual the cat, blue cat. Yeah, exactly. So, and all, not only diluted the project itself, it kind of like went away from the actual blue cat. It literally,
yeah, I didn't mean it in earth, that dimension. Water. I meant yeah, it yeah. In the not in the actual NFTs dilution.
Yeah, yeah, like exactly. The, well, IP. You know that a lot of projects dilute a lot, so
yeah, the double whammy. Yeah.
The double whammy there. But again, if they can go back on track trying to get that cool cat brand out as much as possible, I think that's the good route. And again, we're going to find out ways to what I'm most excited about is that obviously, you know me, I'm very vocal. I'll go into a Discord and straight up say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And try to fix it or try to give constructive criticism, the whole nine. There's a lot of people that go into these Discords and they don't say what they really feel. Yeah. And that's where all these like groups come out on the sides, like an alpha group or Cool Cats alpha group or Doodles alpha group or like community spaces where you can talk freely because you don't have the moderators looking at you and the founders saying, oh, we're always lurking, like that type of thing. So this is an opportunity where if we do the right things here, we can grab community members from Cool Cats and allow them to voice it to us, get those concerns, get what, again, some people don't like.
It's like the political system. Like we're getting a representative that, you know, you're the state representative. They bring your voice, your opinions to
Florida state representative of Cool Cats, by the way. So, but I will say one thing, I will be signing an NDA. I found that out, I guess in the town hall. So things that I will be listening to, I will not be able to speak on. But you guys all know,
I've always been some alpha out of them.
No, I don't know about that. We're going to start the podcast every time. So what's the alpha for Cool Cats this week? And I'll be like, I can't say anything. But again, this is going to be super cool opportunity. I was able to speak on a few spaces as well. A lot of people I've been flocking in saying congratulations, what you're going to do next, the whole nine. So I'm super excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully this is a good
We can turn it around
path and we can hopefully turn things around. But enough of me, because not only do we have one person on the Cool Cat side doing stuff for the community, but it turns out Crier, co-host Crier,
the co-host door.
You do a lot of co-hosting, by the way. You're going to be a co-host, obviously, for a Doodles community spaces that's going to happen just like me every 2 weeks. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we already had the first one. So talk a little bit about that. What exactly, how it came to come, like, how it came to happen. How it formed. How did that form? Who are you doing it with? What's your objective? Like, what's
the goals?
Why are you doing it? Like, what's that goal of doing it?
For sure. So, met a couple people online through Twitter, obviously, voicing their opinions, saying, Doodles never communicate. We have an issue. And we've seen it before.
Wait, you're telling me the NFT project doesn't communicate as much as we wanted to? It's kind of like what I just... Oh, that's crazy. Keep going. Sorry, go ahead.
From my personal opinion, I think all of these projects are way more communication than any other business that's ever been in existence.
Exactly.
Like how often... You know what I'm saying, but like a shareholder, you don't expect like hourly updates.
An update.
Yeah. Bro, where's my bags? You know, like, it's a little bit insane. Like, let the people do what they need to do, right? Like, this is the entire point. Like, you're pretty much backing some sort of company. Don't want to get too, far from here, but whatever. What we have been hearing lately, just across the board with everyone's, you know, actual investments, they have to actually do research and shit now. So,
wait, what?
They're actually trying to see if stuff's actually viable or not. So we've been hearing a bunch we don't have enough communication from the Doodles team. We have had previous community spaces. I remember there being a long time. Jay Fells used to run a bunch of spaces weekly. So if you're in the Doodles community, you do know, most likely know him. He's pretty popular. And we do have a couple other kind of like Doodle related content, like Juicy Cat Bay, JKB or whatever. Those are also some, but there's a little bit more just, they literally say we talk a show about nothing. So this one's a little bit more just focused on community, what we've heard, bringing stuff and trying to showcase the Doodles community. And then as well, kind of put spotlights on things that are being proposed in the Doodle Bank. So the first episode, if you guys can, are interested in checking it out, we went into the Wizard DAO. They had a proposal for a Tri-Wizard tournament, similar to what the Harry Potter themed, where we have a you're coming in there and competing to win prizes, and that was one of the showcases there. But mostly, we're just coming there to meet and talk, and it's some same thing at all. The community is the strongest part of all these NFTs things, so we just kind of want to get it out and get it going. So we're doing them bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We shooting for about 9 p.m. We'll have up some banners and stuff like that coming up as well. But we're also going to be putting them out in podcast form. So if you guys want to check those out, if you miss them. But I'm excited.
Okay.
We had one, yeah, me, no, Hammer, and definitely... Deep Blue Steve are co-hosting them. And you know, again, if you're a Doodle member, anyone can come up and talk. You know, so we're pretty open to anyone voicing their opinions. You know, exactly what you were saying about Cool Cats is very similar here. We, you know, if you don't want to get ridiculed in the actual Discord, or you feel like it's too hard for to come say something or voice your opinion, you can always voice it in the community's channels. So we're trying to focus on these. I think it's a good avenue to take here.
No, I definitely agree, and that's why, like, on the side of, like, obviously we do a podcast here, since you're listening, you probably run your podcast app, but on the side of Twitter Spaces, that I love that opportunity where you can bring up people
for sure
on the spot, because people just join. Listen,
random
Burnt, yeah, Toast can just join randomly, or yeah, Poopy can join randomly, or like, yeah, Clown can join randomly on, like,
that are
Cool
pretty
Cats.
High,
exactly,
in the team
high up people show up, and sometimes they even speak or even listen, and that allows that voice to be heard louder than just a few words in a Discord that,
yeah,
in 5 seconds is like 20 messages
yeah,
up and someone missed it.
Yeah, you got 14 exactly seconds to see the message in the chat room,
or it's completely gone.
Yeah,
but honestly, like, right now in the bear market, in the cub market,
they're
that
pretty
we're in right now, they're pretty, the Discord is pretty, like, dead. So, like, I'll say from 14 seconds,
yeah,
maybe like 28
minutes
seconds, usually. Yeah, maybe even 10 minutes. I was gonna say a little bit less, but no, I definitely agree. Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree with it on that side. But hey, I will, since we're on Doodle's side, Pharrell, so as you know, he's a part of the Doodles team. He just tweeted a little picture with Travis Scott that they're recording some music, it looks like. So I'm just saying, obviously this is speculation, but imagine
they
Doodles
did say
end of
month news. So we got like,
yeah,
2 days.
Imagine a little Doodles. Oh, by the, yeah, 100% we have that. But number two, imagine a little Travis Scott feature on that Doodles album.
Yeah,
no,
they said
we're
crossing genres and stuff like that. So I'm pretty excited about this.
Remember, guys,
we'll see.
Pharrell's been here for a very long time. So for them to get into Doodles, good heavens. What do we got on the docket here, Cryer? What metaverse things have happened? Did Joe Rogan just join us, or did Mark Zuckerberg hypnotize him by sending him something he had no idea what he was doing?
We don't know yet. We don't know. Okay. We don't know exactly what happened here. But Joe Rogan, a pretty long time, what I would say, like a criticizer.
Mark Zuckerberg hater.
Oh, yeah, obviously that. I meant like just metaverse in general. Like, he thinks it's stupid.
Oh, yeah, everything.
I mean, most people think it's stupid, but, you know, until they actually see just how we all came to this place right now, why we're here, he got a little taste of it, and apparently he loved it. What did he say?
So pretty much what's happened here is that we know that there's an upcoming brand new headset, not the Oculus, the brand new headset from Meta, where it's going to be not this chunky, freaking massive thing. It's actually it's in development right now. Exactly. And it's going to be releasing very soon. And what Zuckerberg and Meta/Facebook did was they sent Joe Rogan the beta of the headset and allowed him to play it, use it, the whole nine. And because of that, Joe Rogan decided to bring Mark Zuckerberg on the podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience. Yeah. And pretty much what he stated, Joe Rogan was like, he was shocked. So obviously we know what Joe Rogan does. He's very
shocking.
I mean, he's very vocal and everything.
Yeah.
But the other thing that we know of Joe Rogan is he loves fitness.
Wellness,
the whole nine yards. So what he did with the Oculus 2.0 Meta headset 2.0, whatever you want to call it, was that he did actual workouts and was doing all those little betas and whatnot. And he literally said that it felt like the real world. And what you said to me earlier, Cryer, the actual like resolution in the brand new makes is it 8K? Like what is it?
Yeah, I think it was upwards of 8K resolution, which where your eyes cannot tell the difference between real life versus virtual. And with the eye tracking, that's like when the whole screen shifts. There's a whole bunch of different headsets and like specifications that make them better. I know there's a couple of higher end headsets from like HTC and other brands that are much more expensive, but they have like eye tracking, movement tracking, expression tracking that allows you to make it feel more realistic and actually put you into the just immersing you completely in the whole experience, right? So similar approach here. His new device is very low form fitting, low profile, and it looks more like large sunglasses, apparently, comparatively to the huge bulky
and
thing.
And one other thing is this is VR AR. So you're going to look at this computer and you're going to also see the computer plus other stuff.
Other things it's that like aren't there.
Tony Stark in the Iron Man suit. I might have to buy it. Who knows? But the thing that Joe Rogan did say, so this is based off of what he did in the VR headset, was that he was boxing. So he said, you realize right away that this is a really good workout. You really wind up getting really high heart rate. You put a lot of energy. This is a really bad quote. You put out a lot of energy and it's really good cardio. It seems really fun. So on that sense, he also said it's incredible. You see the evolution and the progress of this stuff. It's getting to the point where it's mimicking human patterns. So not only was he on the boxing side of things, he actually talked about fencing Mark Zuckerberg. So Joe Rogan fencing virtually in a metaverse Mark Zuckerberg, and he was like, it was incredible. And not only did he do that, and what you were talking about, like emerging yourself into like a brand, like a different place, he was talking about a trip that he took to Rome, where he literally was walking on the streets of Rome in the Colosseum, the whole nine yards, and he's like, it literally like
felt like you
were there, like absolutely there. So he's super impressed with what's going on.
Pretty much a 180 from his previous stances on these things.
And we've seen a lot of 180s like Mark Cuban, where, oh, Cuban. Royalties. Wait, what? Boom, massive into crypto.
I get money on this?
Yeah, you get money on this? Wait a minute. And then all this.
Thanks, so, Shiba. Again, you knew it for merchandise?
Yeah, whatever you want. Exactly. So it's just pretty cool. Like, once you see those individuals that obviously have bigger voices than almost everyone in the world, and they've been vocal about, no, this is not going to work. This is not how it should be. And then you get a taste of it, of the actual evolution, the progress that these companies like Meta or Sandbox or and Ethereum, Bitcoin, all this stuff on the blockchain, as well as like Unreal Engine and these Xbox, PlayStation, all these stuff, Epic, everything. And they finally get to like see what's going on. And then they actually realize that, oh crap.
Yeah.
It's happening again. Things are going to change right in front of our eyes. And again, it's super cool to see an individual like that, because again, it's kind of like on the Cuban side, or it's kind of like any of these athletes. Once one's like, wait a minute, this is actually not that bad. Then a lot of people follow and they're like, ears pop up. The ears pop up. They're like, oh.
And he has literally the largest listened to audience of any.
And it's crazy. Like, maybe even like, I think the Nelk boys might be number one now, but literally he's number one or number two. But on the sense of the actual VR, AR, the brand new one that's coming out from Meta, the really cool thing, or not cool thing, is that it's going to be tracking your eye movement and facial expressions while you're actually like using it. So obviously on some bad side, it could be like tracking your information and using all that. But on the good side, you're actually like immersed into it. You're going to get a full experience, and it's super cool. I will say, on the way of
them tracking it is not the bad thing. It's like what they choose to do with tracking.
With the tracking,
is, do we going to put ads in front of this or not? That's the thought process here. And them as a corporation, 95% of the revenue is ads. So I feel like it's going to be hard to to say no to that from this.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what Zuck said about this. So you have the ability to now have eye contact in virtual reality. Obviously, this is not what he said, but on this side, obviously, when you're playing a game like Call of Duty and you look at your friend, you're just like, the character just moves, like the whole body moves. The eyes aren't going up or down or left and right or looking specifically. It's literally just dead eyes. So what he was saying was have your face be tracked so that way your avatar, it's not just still a still thing, but you can smile, or if you frown or if you pout or whatever your expression is, have that translate in real time to your avatar. So again, you're going to be in sandbox or whatever the case, it's going to be this meta universe, whatever it is.
It's going to be that guy, the guy in the Oculus fist bumping on the balcony.
Yes. He's going to be fist bump. You're going to be fist bumping. Not only are you going to be fist bumping, but you're going to have the facial expressions. And if you know my facial expressions, I really need this thing because I have the greatest facial. I'm going to be all over there. I can just make a facial expression show and it'll be a good time in meta. But it's, again, super cool. Hopefully they do the right stuff with the tracking. Yeah. And we move into something else. Obviously, Meta does this. That means that everyone else is going to do it. So
yeah,
this emerges. That's my thought process. They can branch in. Well.
Yeah. Can compete a little bit. We'll see if they can get the market share from, but we'll see.
No, absolutely. Now, the other thing I did want to mention on the side, since we're fully into the metaverse now, one of the things that we experienced last year during Halloween was Deadfellas. They had their Decentraland party, massive party. They have massive huge land in Decentraland. It's like a castle. It's literally cathedral. A castle with a rave inside it. So one of the brand new things that they're doing actually this year, and you know your boy Arashi, it's his favorite freaking project. So I'm very happy to see some things going on the side of Deadfellas. Is that number one, Betty and Psych are moving from Australia to LA. Number two, because of that, they're throwing a Halloween party this year, October 29th in LA for all Deadfellas holders, as well as probably some other people and other communities. Sure. But one of the things that I wanted to come up, other than I'm very excited and hopefully I can go, and hopefully if Moondog, if you're listening, I need a place to stay. Yeah, Cryer does there. Too. So number one, number two, one of the Deadfellas holders that I've followed for a very long time. He's super in the Discord as well. He is on the side of, wait a minute. The reason why I got into Deadfellas was they were very into the metaverse and they threw parties in Decentraland. They have land and all these other,
we talked about Psyche. His choice was.
To branch everywhere, not just one place. And on the side of, obviously, like you and I, we're super fortunate enough to be able to go to NFT NYC, South by Southwest, Miami Art Basel. Hopefully, all these other awesome events that are coming up in the near future. But other individuals in the space that join the space because they aren't able to do that. Exactly. And what this individual voiced on Twitter was, listen, I don't like this because what about us? What about the people that can't make it? Yeah. And
online community. That's what, exactly. I mean, even if Deadfellas is one of the best about that, I feel like
100%.
They're definitely, because Psy couldn't come to any of them because he's in Australia.
Literally, they both couldn't go to any. So they had to make everything online.
Yeah, we gotta. Yeah.
So this is what Betty came out and said. Like he replied, she replied to him saying I 100% feel you and understand. Trust me, the same thing you just said. We literally couldn't make a bunch of our events. We literally threw an event and we weren't there. Yeah. But we're not going to go away from it. We're going to do things for the community members that aren't able to make it. Hopefully, obviously, when you go to these events, you want the merchandise, you want the experience. So if they can kind of translate that over into Decentraland, those massive screens that they have in their in the castle, the cathedral, in the rave, whatever it is, maybe they can live stream the party and everything. Performances and whatnot, maybe you get that experience. On the merchandise side of things, maybe it's token gated. We've seen a lot of these projects come out with token gated access. Imagine if the same people,
Doodles,
in person,
Moonbirds, ton of these projects,
100%. The one thing I will say that a lot of these projects need to do is one exclusive item that you just can't get anywhere else, at the actual event. Even if it's just a POAT, man, give me that at least. Cause I want to be I flew
I was
my
here,
happy
damn
ass.
It.
Yeah, I was there, man. I was freaking there. Like, give me something. And so again, number one, I wish we could have something like that. Number two, on the sense of what how Betty and Psych do it, I truly love that because, again, let's talk about like the other projects that you and I, Cryer, are a part of and we've been in real life. Doodles, nothing, no online presence. Cool Cats, no online presence with these parties and events.
Barely physical presence at most of them.
Barely physical until NFT NYC. Yeah, Gutter, same exact thing. Cool Man's
Universe.
Nothing there. What other projects? Even like Bored Ape. Like what things other than obviously Other Side? And by the way, the VMAs are last night when you guys are listening. Yeah, you guys are listening to it on Monday. So the VMAs are right now, if I'm not mistaken. And Eminem and Snoop Dogg, they're going to be, we'll talk about that on the next episode. But you're going to see that if they do it in the Other Side or they don't or whatever, like this is what communities need to do. Because again, what you said, Cryer, is spot on. We joined this because it's an online community. One of the things that the co-founder of Bored Apes of Yuga Labs said was, what's his name? Gordon?
Yeah. Gordon.
If I'm not mistaken, he's literally said for the last 10 years, I've been in bed, sick to death, almost dying. And what allowed kept me going, what allowed me to keep going was these online communities, YouTube, Discord, Reddit, Xbox, PlayStation, all these things. So we can't go away from that because that is where all this came from. It's kind of like it's really funny. So these projects, we go into this and we're not trying to get away from the internet, but everyone else outside in Web 2 and others, they're like, wait a minute, we can't do this metaverse stuff because we can't get away from physical. We can't get away from emotions and person and touching and all this. So it's the vice versa what's going on here. So again, finding that median where you're getting both. Best of both worlds.
Exactly.
And we should be good. Cryer, are you going to LA or what do you think?
For the Steadfellow thing?
Uh-huh.
I'm probably gonna say no on this one.
Okay, well,
I gotta dress up.
Well, you
gotta
trick or treat. Yeah, you gotta trick or treat.
I got kids.
You have to dress up as Ethereum.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be either Groot or Gru from Despicable Me, and I have a bunch of minions as my kids. Or I'm gonna be a Paw Patrol character.
You said Groot for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Wait. But I actually really like that idea of what's his name? Gru. His name is Gru.
Yeah, Gru.
Yeah, and G-R-U. The little minions. That'd be very funny if you actually did that. But yeah, other than that, Cryer, again, we got a lot of awesome things have happened over the weekend. I have, by the way, I didn't mention this. I got my voice back.
He's back.
Yeah. I'm back, baby. I'm super back. But the other thing that's happened, I want to know a little bit about, like, on the nerd side of things. Did you finish Sandman, or did you?
Oh, no. No. I'm on, like,
didn't
four.
Watch?
It's. Come on, man. I'm busy.
What? I mean, an hour of your day going to bed, put it on, slap that baby
on.
I got
shit
to do, man. Look at ETH, like, one more hour? Like, just, come on. All right. Well, if you didn't do that, did you do your
it's my wife's birthday this weekend? So she's
oh yes, happy birthday for Mrs. Cryer, and by the way, happy birthday for Red Sox. What's her name now on Twitter? It's funny as hell. She put Red Sox.
She just yelled, "That's rude." I heard her from the living room. I said she's an old lady. I heard. That's
rude. No, that's rude. That's funny. But yeah, we had two birthdays in the house on both of our ends. So happy birthday to the
ladies,
the misses of Nerd FT Radio. Number two, did you watch She-Hulk? Or are you gonna just give me the same bullshit that you're just busy?
Same bullshit.
God damn it! All right. Well, episode two came out. Super cool. I probably talked about it last time. This show's absolutely killing it. And the other thing, House of the Dragon, episode two, go watch it. I haven't watched it. It's happening.
Tonight,
yeah, it's in 45 minutes for us, but for you guys and girls, hopefully you already watched it on the 9 p.m. every Sunday Eastern, by the way.
Next Sunday, I'll have worked on these things. We got some good heavens. We got some good stuff coming up this week. I've been busy. We got the non-refundable year anniversary, my friend.
Oh, when's that? Is that Tuesday? A year?
It's Tuesday, baby.
A whole year of NRN
year
coming at
this
you?
This nonsense, right?
Oh, man. So that means the 1 year anniversary of Nerd FT is coming in the next few months.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
We got, okay, we're okay. About what, like 2 months ahead of that or something like that?
Yeah, we started about 2 months later. We got some cool stuff coming. So yeah, NRN doing its thing, always doing its thing. By the way, shout out to, I can't believe I'm saying this, shout out to the Goblins. They actually tweeted back at one of our memes, which was very funny. And again, I'm super excited on my end. I can't stop talking about it, this Cool Cat Council. So I'm just ready to go. It's going to be fun. On the nerd side of things, again, She-Hulk, House of the Dragon. I always say House of Dragon for some reason. All these things are happening.
Anything with of in it, you cannot.
I literally can't do freaking of.
I'm surprised you're not saying House at Dragons at this point.
House at Dragon. House of Dragon. House of the Dragon is going through. On the Marvel side of things, again, it's She-Hulk. And now we're getting some, like, a little bit of rumors on the Black Panther side of things. Cryer, do we have anything that
I watched all those Groot thing. I watched a couple of those Groot minis.
Ooh, what did you
with
think?
Hayes.
Hysterical.
He loved them.
Hysterical.
They were great.
Freaking.
Yeah, they were short.
Phenomenal.
They were good,
phenomenal.
Though. They were funny.
Yeah, they were great. It was super cool. I would recommend going. It's like, they say 6 minutes, but they're really like 3 minutes a pop. There's five of them. Yeah, they're really fast.
4 minutes and of credits.
Yeah, 4 minutes of credits. Wild. But other than that, that pretty much wraps it up for us. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. And we will be back later this week with more news in the metaverse, out of the metaverse, prior to your homework. We'll talk to you guys later.
Peace.